This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on preparations and measures to be safe from the heat wave. The participants are Rajendra Singh, member, National Disaster Management Authority, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Shri Rajendra Singh, who's a member of the NDMA, which is the National Disaster Management Authority. And today, we'll discuss about the situation facing in India, and of course, people all over the world also, because of climate change and specifically the heat wave that is all across the country. So our discussion is on the preparations and measures to be safe from the heat wave. A warm welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Arjun.
Rajendra ji, let's try and understand the role that's been taken by the Prime Minister's office to ensure that there is a preparedness in dealing with this heat wave which every citizen in this country is facing pan-India. Tell us about what are the directions being given, what has happened in the meeting, what was discussed, and what are the action plan that's been taken.
Yesterday, knowing that all that, like you said, pan-India, heat wave is going on, temperature is on rise. Yesterday, Honorable Prime Minister had chaired the meeting in his office, and where and member NDMA Secretary, DG IMD, Home Secretary, Principal Secretary to PMO, and other staff members was there. Meeting was chaired by Honorable PM. Honorable Prime Minister has taken the all preparations to what is the measures NDMA has taken and what is the preparation at the state level. And his main emphasis was on two things. One is hospital preparation, and second was forest fire preparation. And in those two things, we have given a detailed overall presentation was given to Honorable PM, and he was quite satisfied with the preparation, with the measures, with the coordination NDMA has done since last 3 months from January, February, March, April onward, whatever preparation we have done, and we have explained each and everything to him, and he was very happy with the presentation.
So we are looking at a target time period of April to June where the heat wave is likely to go up, and what the Indian Met Department is going to forecast is obviously going to be very important in the role that the central government is going to play to ensure that we are protected from the heat wave, or at least the impact of the heat wave is going to be reduced. How important is the IMD forecast for this time period and even the decision making by the different agencies before the Prime Minister's office?
As far as this IMD forecast is concerned, IMD has said that temperature is going to be above normal in the most part of India. From April till June, if you see, the heat wave duration is going to be 8 to 20 days, which is a maximum. And in the normal time, if you see from 1993 to 2023, the average heat wave duration was 4 to 6 days. So now, as per the IMD forecast, the duration has gone to 8 to 20 days. And for this 8 to 20 days, there are preparation by hospitals, by the health ministry, by the water department, by coordination by NDMA at each and every level. And we have issued detailed guidelines to all the states, to all the concerned ministries, and even to Election Commission of India, what to do, what not to do. And for the local people also, for local communities, for the local residents also, we have issued do and don't during this peak time, what to do, what not to do.
The Ministry of Health is always focus before the Prime Minister's office, especially in this review. Tell us the role of the Ministry of Health. You mentioned about hospital care and ensuring that the hospitals are ready for any eventualities. What's the role of the Ministry of Health?
Hospital has been issued a detailed guideline by Health Ministry, the meeting chaired by the Honorable Health Minister himself, and then Niti Aayog, and everybody is very, very concerned about the hospital preparation. And basically, hospitals require ambulances. Second is that hospital dedicated ward. They have to keep it for heat stroke patient. Then enough quantity of ORS available with them, and train hospital staff, not in a big hospital and district hospital, even the primary health center, which is located in village and block level, and their staff preparation required to be trained in this heat stroke. And for the hospital purposes, we see that hospital, they themselves also have to take care of their firefighting equipment. They are in ready state. They have to periodic check of their firefighting extinguishers and other things also they have to be well prepared for.
So we're talking about advisories issued. We're talking about IEC awareness materials with regional language translations, because it's pan-India. It's not just North India specific. Could you tell us something about the advisories, the IEC, and what are the awareness materials mentioned about the do's and the don'ts?
I said that the IEC material is a mass campaign. It is through media, it is through TV, it is through radio. And it should be in a local language and local media. And it should be published in the news, local newspaper. And this is the time we have to bring NGO also on board. Because NGO is a local body which are available in the local site. And if we bring them on board, they will become our brand ambassadors to go to villages and advise people, train hospital staff what to do, what not to do. As far as the do's are concerned, the maximum thing we say is stay at home, listen to radio, watch TV, read newspaper for updates, advisory on a local weather. Second is drink sufficient water as often as possible. And even if not thirsty, person with epilepsy or heart, kidney or liver disease who are on fluid restricted diet or have a problem with the fluid retention should consult doctor before increasing liquid intake. Third is keep ORS stock or homemade drinking like lassi, torani, rice water, that is lemon water, buttermilk, and keep yourself hydrated. And wear lightweight, light colored, loose cotton clothes. These are the all small things you have to keep monitoring. Keep for yourself and stay indoor as much as possible. Keep your home cool. Use curtains, shutter, sunset or open window at night. Try to remain on the lower floor. And use fans. Take baths in cold water. And so many other things. If you feel sick, high fever, then it is a time to consult your doctor. And keep animal in shade, give them some plenty of water to drink. These are all do's and don'ts we have to mention in the IEC material.
So we have understood the role of the Ministry of Health here in terms of the essential medicines, intravenous fluids, ORS and water, drinking water that you mentioned, and more important, hospital care. So that there are dedicated hospitals available for those who are struck by heat stroke or by some other heat wave condition. Could you tell us the role of the NDMA, the National Disaster Management Authority? Where does it play a vital role here in this heat wave situation?
Arjun, NDMA is a coordinating authority. We coordinate with states, with the ministries. We have issued the guidelines. And I am happy to share with you that all the 23 heat-prone states have prepared their heat action plan and they have distributed to all their concerned districts. 200 cities or districts, they have prepared their heat action plan. Last year, the city and district, they have prepared heat action plan. They have updated this year their heat action plan. And NDMA, we have first meeting we had on 13th or 14th February. That is the annual workshop with the, all the ministry and with all the 23 states. We had a conference. And after that, we are reviewing meeting after every 15 days. In March and April 4, we had a meeting with all the 23 states to take the review, what is their preparation. And review meeting will come to know what is the state of their preparedness. And I'm happy that at least last meeting, which was held on the 4th of April, all the 23 states, the SDMA, they are well geared up, they are well prepared to face any heat wave challenges in their state. And as far as the other coordinating agencies are there, we are coordinating with NGOs also. We are taking their help also to reach out to the community. And like Health Ministry, Jal Sansadhan Mantralaya and other ministry, Power Ministry, we are coordinating with them also so that there will be no power failure in hospital, there is no overloading. So these all small things. Before it become a big thing, we are coordinating. NDMA role is a coordinating with all the state agency, with the ministries also.
There's also in the review the mentioning of synergies between the center, state and the local authorities as a coordinating agency. When we talk about the NDMA, the National Disaster Management Authority, where do you bring synergy in this coordination?
Synergy to coming everybody on board. If I am issuing a guideline, if I have issued a do's and don'ts, if they are following the same thing through their media, through their TV, through their advertisement, if they are taking our guidelines, our do's and don'ts and our advisory to all the common people, all the villages. This is the best example of synergy between the state, between the district and between the NDMA. If the hospital, if the health ministry has issued a detailed guideline to their state department, it is a synergy. If hospitals are ready to take any challenges during the heat wave period, it is a synergy. Hospitals are ready to fight any eventualities in their hospital, any accident in their hospital. This is a synergy because we are from January onward, we are chasing each and everybody to prepare your plan. Make sure your hospital are safe from fires.
You mentioned about forest fires before also, and as you're mentioning, right now it's a major risk to be taken care of. How is that going to be carried out so that impact of forest fires are reduced, mitigated?
Forest fire, we are monitoring from NDM. Every state, whoever is having a forest fire in their state, they are monitoring NRFC data day-to-day basis. And they are divided into three parts: short fire, medium fire, and big fire. As on now, today is 12th April, there is no major fire anywhere in India. Only the small fire comes, which is taken care by their forest department, village panchayat, our volunteers, our Aapda Mitras are there, and our SDMA, they are well geared up to take a small and medium range forest fire in their district and their state. The moment it comes to the, it turn out to be a major fire, that is the role of NDMA, then NDMA have to coordinate with Indian military, with the paramilitary forces, with the Air Force, arrange helicopters and to douse the fire. So this is the role of NDMA.
What is the nature of funding for this preparedness that the PMO is overseeing so that there's synergy between the center state and the local authorities? Are there special funding requirements to ensure that the heat wave conditions are mitigated?
No, there's no special funding required. All states, all center, they are geared up with their department. Funding is not an issue in the NDMA or in the health ministry or the state level. They got a response fund with them. They got a capacity building fund with them. Every state, like in the 15th Finance Commission, has given almost 64,000 crore rupees with the NDMA, where the out of this 13,000 crore rupees is only for mitigation and 6,800 crore rupees for preparedness and capacity building. This is from NDMA. And 1,32,000 crore has been distributed to various all the states. Every state got their fund in mitigation, they got response and relief, they got fund in capacity building, and they got fund in recovery and reconstruction. So money is not a criteria as far as the any disaster goes.
So we've seen the government's response during COVID, which was very commendable, and that was praised all across the world, and including the handling of the economy as well, because we didn't slip into a recession. In fact, we are now into a boom period. So what about hospital care? How is that being arranged all across, not just the center, the state levels, and at the local authority also, both in terms of logistics and the resources required?
It is a state subject. It has not come up to NDMA. NDMA is no role in hospitals and preparation. But wherever that requirement is there, I think the state government is taking adequate care of their hospital, their primary health centers, their district hospitals, and the private hospitals. There is a boom in a hospital in every state you go. There is a new hospital are coming up. But only thing is that they have to be building code to be followed. The firefighting equipment has to be there. Power supply has to be there. Water supply has to be there. These all small things if you follow. There is a chance that in coming days or coming months or coming years, we are going to be very perfect in our hospital preparation.
Thank you, Rajendra Singh Ji, for being with us at Akashvani and giving us a detailed view and opinion of what's happening in terms of the center's discussion on the preparations and measures to be safe from this heat wave. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Arjun.
You were listening to a discussion on preparations and measures to be safe from the heat wave. The participants were Rajendra Singh, member, National Disaster Management Authority, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsgtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.